All right, first week of the NCAA tournaments, first week of March Madness, you might say, and Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here to kind of update us on exactly what's happening. We don't have a lot of updates on the brackets, but it appears we have that some people's brackets may already be screwed up.
Well, yesterday had a it was a there was what was it like six down to the wire games, but there were also a bunch of games
within a point.
Yeah, there were also a bunch of games that ended up the way you expected them to. So your bracket shouldn't be that bad waking up this morning. That's what
last year it was crazy.
It was
the number of
busting
upsets.
All over the,
But this year, let's talk about Morehouse beating Louisville.
Morehead beating Louisville.
I mean, that screwed up my bracket.
Yeah,
for
that
sure.
messed me up considerably. And that's a heartbreaker for Louisville. This is the Big East tournament. I mean, yeah, the Big East goes to it. Is they churn out these teams. They have 11 teams in the tournament this year. That's the most, you know, ever for one conference. But they beat each other up all season. So you're going to see that. And a lot of people are – Charles Barkley was tweeting it all day yesterday about how he hates the Big East. He's from the SEC, yes, for sure. But there's probably some stuff there. But the reason why is I think these teams beat each other up. They go through the tournament. Now, the exception is UConn, which came out firing on all cylinders. And Kemba Walker is dangerous right now.
UConn on both the men's and the women's side looking very good in these tournaments. Okay, so we saw this upset of the fourth seed Louisville, and that was one of those ones that was very close. I think it was something like 61-62, the final score.
Correct.
What else? What other surprises have you seen in this first round?
Well, I was happy to see Richmond pull it out yesterday against Vanderbilt. And it was a surprise because obviously Richmond's the number 12 seed, but I thought that they have a lot of firepower from the three ball, and they pulled it out really well. Butler picked up where it left off last year, beating Old Dominion. That wasn't an upset, but they won in the last second. And it's interesting. They would have probably taken that shot last year at the end and to win the whole thing last year, but they picked up where they left off, and that was really exciting.
I would imagine some people expected Texas to do a little better.
It's true. I think what happens when you get this, you have to remember the geographics of these things. You have to remember where these games are being played, and you have to remember, so some teams are flying all the way across the country. St. John's, everyone thought they were going to be great.
Yeah, St. John's was going to do – no one thought Gonzaga was –
But they're playing in Denver.
Prayer is not answered.
Exactly. St. John's is not playing in New York. They're not playing on the East Coast. They're playing in Denver. So they're like, what the heck am I doing in Denver? A bunch of East Coast kids. Now they're playing in some mile high basketball arena. It's over.
All right. Well, we actually have your bracket up at the website. You can take a look at Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen's picks. Remind our listeners of who your final four picks are.
I have Notre Dame versus Wisconsin. No one likes Wisconsin. Trust me. They play good defense. Ohio State versus
Duke.
They've
done so well so far. And who's your ultimate winner?
I'm going with Notre Dame.
All right.
It's very non-traditional.
We're going to be following some of the NCAA tournaments all month. You can see not just Ibrahim's, but my brackets and other Takeaway contributors at thetakeaway.org.blog. And we want to get your brackets as well. Well, what we really want are your final four picks. You can send them to us via text message. I think this is the last day to send those final four picks in. So text us your final four picks at NCAA to 69866. You can follow the prompts there and join the conversation at takeaway.org. All right, Ibrahim, what's our next upset? Who's our next Cinderella team here?
That's a great question. I'm going to go with Indiana. No, not Indiana State over Syracuse. I can't do that. Long Island University over North Carolina.
Oh,
even though it's not on my bracket,
that would be huge.
It would be
that
massive.
That would be amazing. All right, text NCAA to 69866 with your final four picks. Thanks, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.